Don't take my thumb off and my ass go boom.
The awkwardness of being on and nobody knowing yet. You're not doing that song, that's crazy. Probably not that one either. Not bouncing with that either. What's up, shit? I don't know, man. I'm looking through this morning hits list, and it's not looking good for fucking songs to do intros to. And I guess I'll rock with this.
I was gonna. I don't know if you and Caps came up with a theme song yet, but I was gonna take the song "Stuck in the Middle" with you and just trim it so you can have it as like an intro.
Oh,
send
yeah,
you the
yeah.
file. Be like, yeah, you'll do it.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah. A good idea, man.
Cool.
Oh,
yeah. I have Audacity on the computer. I can just snip it down really quick. I can just do it through Podbean, actually, but I'll do it on Audacity to send it as MP3.
You see the name of the show now? I changed it.
Let me see. I didn't look. Let me just take a peek. Okay, I don't understand the reference.
You never heard "You Feeling Froggy"? I got a lily pad you can jump on.
No, I mean I'm feeling froggy. Yeah, the lily pad thing now, but I got you.
Yeah. So I guess that's a southern thing.
Yeah.
Like, are you feeling froggy, boy? I got your lily pad right here. Come on.
But that those are the best type of titles, man. Where it's like you're not saying anything, but you're saying something.
Yeah.
Nobody can accuse you of anything.
Yeah.
Not like the time you went after fucking, what was his fucking name?
Jiu-Jitsu?
OG dude, what was
Jiu-Jitsu?
His name? Jiu-Jitsu, yeah.
Yeah.
He got butt hurt on that one, man.
Yeah, he did.
Because that's when it went from, like, a game to, like, he was just always running his mouth saying how you... Oh, I threatened to fight him. He said he'll shoot me. Like, that never came. I remember that conversation and never came out of your mouth. You're a knife guy, but
yeah,
man.
Yeah, shit was funny. I remember funny shit. They're good times. Yeah. I got my show band for that. Yeah, the whole show band, not just me. The whole show.
Yeah, I remember. He was the biggest spaz of them all. Sometimes, I mean, he was. That was, I guess, that was his thing. He would get all crazy on people and call them the spaz. I guess that was like the shtick or whatever. But I don't know how that could be shtick after all that time, man. That's something.
The transvestite picture with the dick.
Yeah, dude. Rider. Was he riding somebody
or
something?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were shit. That's when you got the show Shadow Band, right?
Yeah, that was good. It didn't take long either. It was like within 5 minutes of being up.
Was your account like if you went into any other show, were you blocked, or was it just the when you ran live titles, they didn't show?
Just when I ran live titles, they didn't show. They just banned it.
And what did you have to do? You had to reach out to Podbean.
Yeah, for like 2 weeks and apologize, dude. Like I told him I put up the wrong picture. I didn't mean to. That's why I took it down so soon. And blah blah blah. Yeah.
Oh, so they probably think you're a freak too. And that they what was I gonna say? So there wasn't like a time thing to get a wait out. It was just like it took them 2 weeks to decide to like, oh, okay, yeah, maybe he's telling the truth. They get a little bit.
Right.
It's fucking.
Because I hit him like,
man,
10 emails a day on that shit, dude. That was constantly
That's the thing I don't understand about when people are getting brick banned. Like, technically, my phone is still brick again, but I just don't care. Like, to change it.
Right.
But every other time I've been bricked and I had them lift it, it didn't take much. All it took was an email, and then which account, like what email I used that got bricked, and that was it. And they lifted it. I don't understand what the point of bricking people in that case is. I guess I figure people don't fucking try to argue. Because I said to them, I said, yo, it's not even in your terms of service that you can do that. Like, what is this?
Hey, what's up, William?
Brick. Welcome back. What does Brick Band mean?
Oh. Brick Band, it basically is, so, like, let's just say somebody's, like, acting a fool and a host or an admin blocks them in a show, right?
So it's happened to me. It's happened.
Right. So you can't text. Right. So the first punishment after you get blocked three times by host admins, you get put into what they call Podbean jail, where for 1 week, 7 days, you can go into shows, but you can't interact. It'll lock you out from text any show you go to. Can't call in. Can't text. The only thing you can do is get invited to the panel by the host, and then you can answer the call.
What was that, Robert?
But then after three more times, after six total, then they brick ban you. And that means it blocks your device from signing into Podbean under any account or under a guest account. Like when you hit the skip button, nothing works. It'll say failed 1001 or 10001, 10002, like an error code. Like 10002.
For like a month, right?
No, forever. Until they lift it, if they are going to lift it. Yeah, that's like a permit. But you can do a factory reset on your phone. And that will get rid of it, but there's ways around it. Like, I've been brick banned since technically a couple months now. The only thing I can't do is if I sign out of my account, I can't sign in. I would have to go through the workaround, which it's not hard to do. It's a pain in the ass to do it. So, like, if I want to go on, like, a show as a Scrabble bag, I would have to go through that whole process. So what I do is I have an old iPhone that, like, the battery holds no charge. It has no SIM card in it, but I have Wi-Fi on it. And I'll just go in shows, like, under that phone. But the phone only lasts for, like, 10 minutes, especially with the screen on, before it dies. And the charge, it only works when I'm not using the phone. Like, if I'm using the phone, as then it won't charge. Yeah, it'll say it's charged, and as soon as I unplug it, it drops back down to, like, 10%. And this is an older iPhone, it's iPhone 6. So they throttled the phone when the battery gets so low. The phone is almost, it's almost impossible. Like, it's so slow and lagging that you basically can't even use it. Like, it's frustrating. So
I have a couple of phones in the drawer like that, you know, the old iPhone.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And dude, I don't know how I did it, but I must have been thinking ahead. And I made my code something very simple, you know, my
oh, sure, the pin code or whatever.
But I even although it was simple, I forgot it. But I said, wait a minute, I made this simple. I just, like, 999, boom, there it is.
Yeah, you know what they did with Android when they updated from Android 12 to 13? They made it so, like, before, you know, whenever you, like, for security. So I use Tap to Pay a lot, right? And because I use that, I have to have some type of security set on my device. I cannot have it where, like, I used to always run my phone where I just swipe it and that's it. Like, I don't have any passwords, patterns, or pins. But then I had to start using a pin because of the Tap to Pay. Just one of the things that you have to do with these phones. So they allowed you to, if you were going to do a PIN, you can do 4 digits, because the minimum that I was able to type in, and it would work. And I could set it so that I don't have to hit the OK button. As soon as I entered the last number, boom, it unlocks. And then when they updated the Android from 12 to 13, they made it 6 digits, right?
Right.
But, like, especially for that not having to hit OK thing. But what you can do, though, is you can still do 4 digits. Like, I don't know if this is, like, if they meant to keep this in there or if they just forgot to, like, inform. Because, like, when you go, for instance, when I go to set a new PIN, if I type in 4 digits, like, it wants more. But you can force it, and it'll, every time I unlock my phone, I can still do 4 digits without hitting OK. It works. But the first time I turn the phone on, like, if I reset my phone, I have to type it all in and I have to hit the OK button. After that, I go back to 4, like, automatically. So it's kind of weird. It's like a, you know, I don't reset my phone often, so it's not a problem. But
what are the iPhones up to now? What number is the iPhone up to?
15. 15.
Huh. I have a 10.
I don't know if it's out yet or it's coming out.
It's showing its age. You know, I think the camera lens is busted and I got a crack in the screen. And
well, the camera's time. I know on some of the iPhones and some of the Androids, the newer ones, I think, but at least like the flagship versions, the camera is it actually moves. The lens actually moves. I didn't know that before. Especially like the zoom feature, it'll actually like go in and out a little bit, and it gimbals also. So like if you have like steady shot on or whatever, so there's a thing where that motor or whatever the actuator in there could have like went. And also one of the things I had heard about those cameras on these phones is after so many pictures are taken, it'll crap out. Like they're only rated for like 10,000 photos or whatever the number is. So I'm just spitballing. And I heard that from somebody, so take that with a grain of salt. I have no idea if it's true or not. I personally haven't had any phone where they failed on it. But what happens with older phones is as time goes on, even like apps that have been around forever, like Facebook or fucking whatever, they update them, you know, every so often. And because of how phones, even like budget phones, have now way more storage and memory and all that shit, the newer phones can run them smoothly, but the older phones have problems running just like basic apps and even websites. Same thing with like website design.
The man, the myth, with computers. The legend.
So, but the iPhone 10 though, man, you should be okay with that, because like I said, I have the 6 that I use as like a fuck around thing, and I don't really have issues with that doing stuff on it. Except for the batteries, you know, it's fucked. But other than that, everything's like, it works fine. Yeah.
No, my phone's still working, you know.
I don't know what
Apple... give up on something until it's done, you know?
Yeah, I got you, bro. I don't know what Apple's policy is. I know when I got my phone, I got it in April of 22. And at the time, any of their phones, like the Galaxy S line, is they promised 5 years of updates, software updates, plus all the security patches that they do throughout the months. So, like every year, they do like a big update. There's one coming in the next month or so. But now the new ones, if you bought an S24 or whatever other phones that they got, you get 7 years of updates. So that's not bad. 7 years that it'll keep your phone as far as like the software as new as the newest phones that come out. You know what I mean? So it's pretty good in that sense. And now they're building these phones, man, with so much fucking storage space and the RAM in them now is like my phone has 12 gigs of RAM. I don't game on it, but it was like to kind of future proof it. But I don't think I'm going to have it for that long. Like, I don't think I'm ever going to actually use the phone where my resources are being used almost at 100%. Like, I'm not a power user, you know?
Mine has 128 gigs, man.
You know, that's what? Storage. You got storage. That's 128. Yeah, that's 128 gigs of storage. I'm talking about the RAM.
I still have very fond memories of my very first Motorola phone. My Motorola cell phone.
The flip phone? I had a StarTAC back in the day.
Yeah, Nokia.
Never heard of them.
The StarTAC was like...
It wasn't a flip phone. It was just like a...
The Nokia. Yeah, the bricks.
Oh, it might have been a Nokia. Excuse me. It might have been a Nokia.
Yeah, they're pretty popular back in the day.
Yeah, Nokia had
back when flip phones... Back when it was all flip phones, like a lot of them were, there was a little thing that would flip open just to cover the keypad, like the number pad, I mean.
Mine didn't even have StarTAC, a flip pad. It was just right there.
They call them candy bar phones, bar phones.
Yeah.
The StarTAC, it had a hinge right in the center of the phone. And when you closed it, like the battery was on the outside. So, and when you opened it, you had this, the top piece really was the earpiece. And then the screen itself was just for numbers to show up. And then that's when text messages were first coming through. It was basic, man. There was no, there wasn't even.
Oh, yeah, it was great. I liked it.
It was good. I liked it.
It was before 3G. It was just digital. It was actually analog, and that's when they switched over to digital. It was, you had like a D on top in a square. And then they came out with the 1X icon, whatever that meant. And then they eventually went to 2G, 3G, 4G, 5G. Now my phone does 5G ultra wideband UW, which is like. When I get the regular 5G, it's okay. But when I get the UW, that shit fucking flies when I download stuff, man. Like big files, like apps that are like 200 something megabytes. Yeah, they get it like they download within 30 seconds. Like, and if I'm uploading files, like on Telegram, I just send somebody a movie, a full length feature film.
That's and
it took it took it less than 3 minutes to do it. Yeah, it was crazy. I was like, holy shit, man.
One gigabyte film, pretty much, isn't it? You know, when you send a film.
I don't know the size. You know what? That's a good question, man. I think it was.
They usually are when I send a film.
Yeah, it's about a, I, probably because if, you know, a good quality audio MP3 is probably about like 6 megabytes.
What is that?
7 megabytes.
Hey, Robert. Hey, dude, I seen an article.
So I don't know.
I seen an article from Science Discovery Magazine, whatever the hell it is.
Yeah.
But anyway,
Popular Science?
No, it's Science Discovery Magazine. It's in my Google feed.
Oh.
But anyway, down in Florida, dude, at the old Kennedy Center down there, they're working with the experimental wind tunnels antimatter particles with super loom particles. And, creating a experimental warp drive, like straight out of Star Trek.
Well, warp drive is basically it works by warping space time, right?
What they have is it's not like it's like a canister. Or I don't know how to describe what it's like. It looks like a Pringles tube can, whatever, right? And they're using the particles inside of it for the engine space, I guess. But it's warping the space around it, around the
really
can.
Like they it's actually like they've had successful tests
for
of that
milliseconds.
Okay,
but it's still, I mean, that's and a huge thing.
Do they talk about like what does the observer see happen, or do they just tell by the instrumentation like what's going on?
They can tell by the instrumentation right now. They can the readings and off of everything. They can tell that.
Because when you get down to the quantum level of shit, man, I mean, back when I was in school, the smallest thing was an atom. Atoms made up molecules, and the atom had like a nucleus, a proton, and an electron, right? A neutron. But you talk about quantum, then you have like the particles where you have the Higgs boson, the quarks, and all this other shit.
Right.
Where, like, and how they're connected, where, like, if one turns one way, the other turns the same way, and they can be on different sides of the world. I mean, it's crazy stuff.
Yeah, it's like,
and it's not like science fiction.
This is like the canisters moving from one spot to another spot
in
milliseconds, and it's moving like it's like, I don't know. I have to go back and read the measurement, but it's not moving far. It's not moving like feet or anything.
Right.
It's moving from one spot to another spot in milliseconds.
It's just, I mean, it's you're basically, I mean, it, technically it's warping, quasar. But it's almost like teleportation, sort of, right?
Yeah,
it's
almost,
just going from one place to another.
They call that quasar, don't they? Quasar energy. Where it moves. It should be in the one spot, and it sort of even seems like it's a sentinel being that if you observe it, it changes.
Yeah.
Well, that's like when you look at particles, like the wave particles, and with light particles, when they go through the double slit experiment, if they shoot one proton or whatever it is, electrons or something at a time through the double slit, it'll register on like whatever is on the back on the other side of the double slit, right? Whatever board it hits, they'll register like what you expect. You know, let's say they shoot one at a time, and they shoot 200 particles individually. One after the other, you'll have a bunch of them grouping up behind the one slit, and then the other bunch grouping up around the other slit. But then when they shoot a whole bunch at the same time, the particles turn to a wave pattern, and it actually like what you would expect the electrons to do, it doesn't do. And the only way it does that is when it's being observed. if it's not being observed, it doesn't. It's weird stuff, man. That's quantum, like the basics of quantum physics. One guy, I forgot his name. He's like, if anybody thinks they understand quantum physics, they don't understand quantum physics. It's like shit that's hard to conceive.
It's incredible,
cool, though. It's cool stuff. Yeah,
there is cool. A facility right by me, the next town over. It's called Fermi Lab.
Enrico Fermi. Right, where he asked the famous
question. They have an accelerator. Where is everybody? Right, they have an accelerator.
They were supposed to build the big. They were supposed to have the biggest particle collider.
Before
CERN built theirs, but the funding fell through after so long and after so much money was raised. It was going to go through all the different states. Yeah.
Back in the 90s.
Particle accelerator. Yeah, that's what's cool.
I used to catch up to a couple of physicists who were avid drinkers, right? And they'd go out to the bar and they'd start talking this shit. And I'd be like, what are you even talking about?
Right, right. It's crazy. If you listen to that kind of like that talk, but there's like animations to go with it, it's kind of easier to understand. But it's just, I mean, that's the smart people stuff, man. I mean, you got to have.
Well, what's crazy, dude, is that they're down there.
Disciplined
and with any matter, dude, particles, like, because we still don't know what the hell any matter is or how the shit even works. I don't think, man. You know what I mean? Like,
well, it's dark matter and dark energy. We know it's there because it hasn't. It's like that's why the galaxy is like it spins at whatever, but it's not spinning. It should be spinning so fast, especially on the outskirts, that everything should be getting flung out into interstellar space, and it's not. And the only thing to explain that would be dark matter, right. Like something that has gravitational pull, but you can't see it.
Yeah.
It's the only thing that they can. And there's other ways that they can prove.
I do think they're allowing a dark entity into this realm. It's a bit like a vampire sort of scenario where you allow them to come into your realm. And I see something very.
Oh, like Apple?
I don't know, man.
If you want to
look that they're coming from, or.
Yeah, it's shadow. Like, the name that it's been given or has been coined for it is called Shadow People, but you can look up, like, stories of it, people's testimonials about it, just a bunch of stuff that's not just like a UFO and it was just talking on camera, like some actual credible shit.
Well, they're already talking about seeing an entity in the CERN Collider, and they're planning on building one even, I think it's likely 10 times by the looks of the ratio of the old one. It's going
to
be colossal.
They need to be that big for them to get the particles up to the speeds that they need them at. So when they collide them, that's when they have all these reactions. Like, that's when, like, basically mini black holes have been formed. Like, bunch of weird shit, bro.
Right.
And we're trying to find, there's like one more particle or quark that we're trying to find.
Imagine the money going into this project, though. Have you seen the inside of this
thing?
Man, it's like
billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars. Like, that's the whole thing. Like,
nearly the trillions easily, sure.
Over time, yeah. Like, so. That's the only thing that I believe that there is powers that be that run the world, or not run the world, but like governments or whatever. They're the ones that are investing in this technology, because where else is that money coming from? It's not private investors, and it's not public donations. Like, and there's a why would they donate so much money or invest so much money into some type of like woo woo science? Unless there was something really to it, right?
And there's more, Shepard. There's more Hadron Colliders than what I thought there was the only one, but there's actually...
No, there's a bunch. Yeah, there's a bunch. That's CERN's just the biggest one. And they just redid it. They had it, like, they were working on it for a few years. They just, like, finished all the work where they're going to be able to do so much more with it now. Like, they upgraded it. It's crazy, man. It's crazy shit.
Incredible infrastructure. Incredible.
I just wish that I was a lot younger. I wish I was like 45 years old now. So that when I get to be 41, I get to see what's going on, like what the advancements that are going to be made at that point.
What is the whole purpose, though, when it boils down to it? What's the key purpose of all this shenanigans with these?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's just not just one. I think it's going to be basically it's unlocking the keys to reality, like the universe and reality. Like, I think it has a lot to, I could be really wrong here, but I think it has a lot to do with just understanding quantum physics, understanding all these, like these quirks, I think that's what they call them, and being able to manipulate them. Like, and from like what Russ was just talking about building these drives, these warp drives. And that's just one way of using it. I'm sure it'd be uses in weaponry. I'm sure it's going to be a whole bunch of different things. But, you know, whatever they need to use for PR, it's probably...
I'm not happy one bit about it, man. Especially when they've got Shiva out of their main entry sort of thing, you know, the God of War, and they do ceremonies that have leaked out, and it's all
I think what you said about, like, whoever the powers that be letting some, like, letting dark entities in, I see what you say. Like, I understand what you're saying with that. But I don't think it's something where human beings actually have the say so to allow it or not. I think it's something that's always been here, and we're just trying to keep it contained. And
you ever use a Ouija board?
Fuck that, man. I used to push it all the time and promised I never did. Like, come on.
Have you heard the story about the Archons?
I know, man. I know.
With John Dee and all that. Have you heard about the Archons and these entities and these sort of things? Maybe it's a manifestation of sorts that they can actually be more on our plane than in the fifth dimension or sixth dimension, wherever they are, that they can actually be. Yeah, I was thinking that today. That's weird you mentioned that.
He went to the fourth dimension and told him that's not where he wanted to be. He wanted to be on the fifth dimensional astral plane.
The fifth realm. I'll tell you what. If he really is there, right? Let's just say there was some truth to what he had said, like he wasn't bullshit and everything. I would hope that he would see the people that really he would know this now from where he is. If he's where he's supposed to be, he would know the people that were not making fun of him all the time,
right,
and generally had some intrigue into it. And he should be able to
us. I let him on my show for months, like, talking about it. All the crazy shit he talked about, dude. Yeah, I mean, he was a very interesting guy, man.
But when that pine thing went down, that was it. Like,
he was interesting, dude. Yeah,
oh yeah,
100%. A lot of interesting theories out there, dude.
That was what got me more, I guess you could say, not hooked on Podbean, but like a long stay on Podbean.
Oz is gonna die and get out there, and he's gonna be like, son of a bitch, the Germans really were assholes.
I'll use an app for like, I don't know, weeks to a month, and then I just don't ever open it again, and I'm done. This is one of the apps, like, especially with social media, and especially with like with communication, like you know,
he's gonna get out there and be like, the Zionists, huh? They're really onto something, huh? Son of a bitch!
Like, I'm kind of surprised I'm around Podbean as long as I have been.
Yeah.
I've never seen that coming.
It doesn't feel like I've been on as long.
Never seen that coming.
Every time I pray, Russell, I always say, please, the first thing in my prayer is, please forgive me of my ignorance. So I'm coming, man.
But wait, William, the Ouija board, why couldn't one person
like, holy shit, they really are the chosen people.
Like,
I'm going to ask for Peter to hold me hand at the gates.
I can't say that I would not get excited when it would move.
That's a good way to start it.
I can suspend my disbelief, man.
I'm pleading ignorance. I don't get it. I'm a nice person. I plead ignorance.
All right, dude, these are the thoughts and ideas and beliefs I have, man, but they could be completely jack shit screwed, dude. And if that's the case, I do apologize.
You can't plead ignorance.
What, do you want me to lock myself up in a closet and bow down all day?
No. You can't pray for forgiveness of ignorance because God truly knows what you know or what you don't know. So now you're just lying.
No, I'm not lying, dude. Like, dude, just because I believe...
No, I'm talking to Ozzy.
Just because I believe something don't mean I'm right. I don't even know what you're saying. It's just... Yeah.
Yeah, that's but the, at least that's some the mysteries ignorance. Of the world, man. That's the mysteries. That's what faith is, right?
I think that's good karma.
I mean, that's what faith's all about.
At least if you plead ignorance.
In something, you had to feel.
Well, I guess you got a point, because you can believe something like this. I have some of my thoughts that come and go, right? Like at one point, you can ask me something, I'll be like, oh, that's bullshit. There's no fucking way. You're a hoopoe for thinking so. And then you can ask me another time where I'm like, there's got to be something to it, man. Like, you know what I mean? It just depends on my fucking mood and my mindset.
Right.
Where
Shape,
my core principles don't
to make
change.
You stronger.
I try to have an open mind with a lot of things, but I mean, there's some stuff that I just can't get. I can't get down on.
Yeah,
some things are just too ridiculous. I'm just like, well, I got to see it to believe it type of a thing.
Sue!
Good morning, my love.
Good morning, my darling.
Hello, Sue. Yeah.
You all right, love?
Andy came in looking. Andy was looking for you about an hour or so ago.
Yeah, I'll be over stuff. Really?
Are you home from Spain, Sue?
Yes, babe. Yes, Bill.
Oh.
You made it out of the rain.
Oh,
on the
sounds like you might have.
Came back with a Spanish flu.
She's got the Spanish flu.
Plane, Spain, and automobiles.
I hope you had a great time. So.
She seemed like she had a great time. There were some pictures posted and videos, and it looked awesome. Yeah. Yeah. Looked like you had a great time.
I was a good girl, though, Bill.
Why you good girls? What play bad guys?
No Spanish lovers, huh?
Man, just a couple Cabana boys.
The first picture she posted was her on the beach getting serenaded by, what do they call those Spanish guys?
The assholes.
The mariachi bands or whatever. Yeah,
no, not mariachi. That would be. Flamingo. No, not flamingo. That'd be like.
No, the mariachi bands.
No,
yeah,
Spanish
she's doing
guitar.
The mariachi, man.
No, the Spanish.
I got the video version.
Beautiful guitar.
I mean, yeah. There's like four of them.
Yeah, they do all right for themselves. Yeah. Shitty water, good music. Yeah, whatever.
Oh, shit. Oh. How long was the flight?
2 hours.
2 hours.
Oh, wow. That's it.
Oh,
huh?
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
Look at Oz, Andrew.
Yeah, it takes me. I think a flight from Jersey to Florida is like 3 hours.
I went with them. Shh, I tell them.
Or 2 hours. Man, you wouldn't get on a plane. Are you kidding me? I know you too well. You don't like flying.
Don't like flying. I'm a helicopter man. I'll take a helicopter.
Yeah, I've never been.
I'll hold on to the bottom.
I've been
of
in a
drone.
Helicopter once. But I've never like actually got to like I want to like take one of those helicopter tours, man. Like if I ever go somewhere where it's worth it, I'll pay for a
flight,
tour.
So I'll keep you in Texas. That's right, baby.
I've been in a helicopter twice.
Yeah,
I've jumped out of a few helicopters. Never really took a helicopter ride anywhere.
I've driven three of them. I had an Apache once that I drove. Oh, here we go. The bullshit's coming out. Sorry. Bullshit.
I don't know if it's the actual whole thing. I don't know if it's Apaches or the Blackhawks, but basically, when the pilot, like the way that they work, when the pilot moves his, because the helmets that they wear, when the pilot moves his eyes his head, the weapon moves. Like whatever weapon they have.
Yeah. Yeah, they have weapon targeted systems on their helmets. Yeah.
Crazy shit.
Yeah.
I used to jump out and hold a note at the window and says, I once was your pilot. And then I hit the parachute.
Oh, I thought you were the guy that has to put the banner out on the back on the beach where they like, come to Joe's Crab Shack, you get $5.99.
No one's flying.
Pints
I like it when
Maria,
an airline comes out. Does anyone know how to fly a plane around
dude,
here?
When I was jumping, man, they had just come out with the Gore-Tex jumpsuits, man. And those things were so fucking uncomfortable, man.
That's for the water, right?
Yeah, like for the water and flame retardant. And it's flame retardant. Yeah, so you don't burn up instantaneously.
Really?
Yeah, it's flame retardant. And
I've told you that story, 001, about my helicopter ride out of Avignon. Maybe I haven't. Have I?
I don't know.
The last time I remember you talking, it was about a mustache ride. Is that what you're talking about?
from a deer.
No. Here I am. I arrived at Aviano, right up. I'm in training up in the tower, and it's nighttime. And there's like this army, I want to say a UH-1. It was a small helicopter, right?
Yeah, I was talking about Gore-Tex.
And he was doing practice auto rotations down to the runway. Off
topic, in jumpsuits.
No, it's not. And you find he lands and he goes, hey, anybody up in the tower want to ride? And I look at my boss. I go, I want to ride. And I go running down the tower, you know, down these outside steps. And I start running across the, the runway. And it was dark. And there was a lot of construction along the runway because they really built up Aviano at that time. And son of a bitch, I'm running towards the helicopter and I fall into this fucking pit, right?
Right.
And I'm like, oh, I go right down. And son of a bitch wasn't there fucking rebar all around me. I could have been impaled.
Was you wearing Gore-Tex?
So I crawl out of the pit. I get to the helicopter. I'll cover much shit. I go, I want to ride. And the dude took me up.
Did he give you a Gore-Tex jumpsuit to ride in because you're all muddy?
Nah.
Did you jump out of the plane at any point?
No, I didn't.
Then how the hell is that related to anything I was talking about?
I'm just saying. That was my first helicopter. That was my second helicopter ride.
I was talking about Gore-Tex, man. The way they were uncomfortable in the first flight suits they gave us, where they had just started using Gore-Tex and hadn't figured it out yet, man. So they didn't have any like extra lining on the inside. So if you didn't wear like long sleeves and shit when you were jumping, you come back all scraped the fuck up and shit from where the chutes would jump like pull on you, and like
and they were fire retarded fucking, as well.
Yeah, and they were flame retardant. Yeah. I'm talking about Gore-Tex, man. Not helicopter rides.
Well, you don't parachute out of a helicopter, do you?
No, you repel. You parachute out of helicopters.
You repel.
Yeah.
Correct. Drop down a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, you can parachute out of helicopters, but yeah.
Unless you want to get caught up in the blades.
You usually use planes for that. Yeah.
When we used to do it in Vietnam, we used to use a flame pack. So as we jumped out the choppers, we just put this turbo flame thing. We used to fly through the air at about 600 kilometers an hour.
It's freaking incredible. If you're in a helicopter and you're jumping, dude, you just fall out. You don't jump. If you jump, you might fuck yourself up. You just fall out back into the side like a tumble. Because you do want to avoid the blades and the suction from the wind that comes around it and all that good jazz. And the helicopter's great, that little vortex.
Very unsung movie from Vietnam, which I love. It's called Flight of the Intruder.
We Were Soldiers. That's a good Vietnam movie. Mel Gibson.
And We Were Soldiers is a good movie. Flight of the Intruder is a good one, too. Well, then you had Platoon. Platoon was crazy.
No, I just swung around to look at the little puppy and the bone next to me. If I did, I'd be proud of it because it was pretty squeaky, man. It wasn't like... That's my stupid chair.
Probably built in China.
There it goes.
That sounds like me when I get up in the morning. I look a little rough today.
Here you go, Pop. Doing all right.
It was a good movie last night, anyway. I can't remember what it was
called. What movie?
It was,
The Fall Guy.
The Fall Guy, that's it.
What?
The Fall Guy.
The Fall Guy. It's the a new guy. Hello, Ponge. Just taking the piss out of where I was born. Ponge?
Yeah.
Is that my father, man?
Ponge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that might be him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that might be.
Michael Fassbender, wasn't it?
I don't know who it was.
Yeah, that was Michael Fassbender.
But there was a series, and I think it's based on that. I thought it was you, love. Taking the mickey out where we was born. Being
pop. Yeah, the series, hey, Ponge, how you doing, bro?
Why'd you keep changing your name? Morning, Ponge.
I've done it to wind you up today, Sue, but I'm too fucking hot and tired to wind you up. I'll change it tomorrow.
I knew it was you anyway, love. So.
Yeah, I know. I wanted to wind you up, but it's so bloody hot. Hello, everyone. But I wanted to wind Sue up today. I'm just so tired. I wanted to wind her up, but I'm just so tired. It's so hot.
Is anybody watching the show on Paramount called A Gentleman in Moscow?
No.
It's what?
No, but that's Edwin McGregor.
What's the show called?
It's The Last Gentleman in Moscow. Is Edwin McGregor. And it's supposed to be one of the best roles.
Gentleman in Moscow. Yeah. That's correct. It's Ewan McGregor.
Yeah, it's Ewan McGregor. Yeah. It's supposed to be one of his best roles he's ever done.
Oh, it's crazy good. It's on. But you know what? They're dropping it once a week, and you gotta wait till Friday to see it. And it starts with the when the Russian aristocracy, like the Romanovs, all get killed.
Right.
And he's like a part of the aristocracy. He's like a member.
Don't give the story away, mate. Don't give the story away.
Well, no, I'm not.
Well,
no, but they don't kill him. They ensconce him. They ensconce him. They put him in a hotel in Moscow and say,
"No, stop! Don't tell anymore. Don't tell anymore. I don't want to know anymore."
Please.
No, I recommend it. It's very entertaining.
Good morning, LMC.
So now I'm into TV reviews.
Not to be confused with Queen.
So I was into. I've been recommended to be a TV. Now I'm going to be a TV reviewer.
Boxes and.
What's up, Steve?
Oh God, they're all promoting themselves, aren't they?
Nobody will even get this reference. I'm a regular Cisco and neighbor.
Get some antibiotics for your cough.
What? No, love.
I'm a regular Siskel and Ebert.
Bad today, my chest.
Oh yeah.
I've got to go.
Two
thumbs up for gentlemen in Moscow. Shep got it.
Oh, okay.
1 p.m. my time, so get down that doctor's and get some blinking.
Thank you.
So honestly, you get down there.
You've done a great job, Shepard.
I outdo myself all the time.
Yeah. To be sure.
I love multi-talkalism. It's fan bloody tastic. It makes Podbeam like a big blend. A big
Ponge, meet Oz. Oz, meet Ponge.
Oz. Hello, Ponge. Glad to meet you, my friend. G'day, mate.
Lives in Cambodia. He's a British guy.
You're right.
Thank you. Yeah, everybody that comes from Pens are brilliant, but the women, they're just a little bit crazy. depends.
Not hard to find, mate. They're multi worldwide. You know what I mean?
Start today.
Sue comes from the same town as me.
There's no geographic thing.
You know what?
Hey, know each other before Bobby. Yeah. Have you guys?
I just changed my name today. No. I was going to warm Sue up big time today because she deserves it because she's an equal cow. And then, I just gave it up. I told someone 2 hours ago. I chased me down to Ponds.
Nice to meet you, mate.
Nice to meet you too. Hey, listen, I've been in Darwin. I lived in Darwin for 3 months.
Poor bastard. Yeah, was that all right?
Okay. It's fucking horrible there. But
what a shit hole. Glad I ain't you. Bloody hell. Yeah. All right, man, that's cool. Well, anyway, nice to touch base
cool,
with
man.
You.
Cool, man. Yeah, thank you.
All right, man. What's fine, Robert? But he's
Cambodia, huh?
In London. We lived in the same town in London. I was born in the same town. London anymore.
There was some dude on this morning from Thailand, Sue.
Yeah, that's Pons. Yeah, I see him. He lives in Thailand.
That's me. Oh. I did say, don't tell my name from yesterday because I wanted to wind Sue up, but I've just given
it. Oh, this is the same dude? This is the same dude?
Yeah.
No, it's not me, William. It's another guy.
No.
I heard him this morning.
Now that we're all on the same page, I don't think we'll ever be in the same book, but now that we're all on the same page.
I didn't think it was Cambodia. I thought he said it was Thailand.
Bill, listen. He's got shops in Cambodia, okay? And so he was in Cambodia yesterday on business, but he lives in Thailand.
I come back over the border this morning. I'm back in Thailand now.
You're back there, are you?
Bloody hell. What are you doing over in Thailand, mate?
Rico Rocks.
It's okay. Like 30 years here. I've been for like, I'm lying. 28 years, months.
You're not hanging around the boy ladies, are you?
I live
in a village. Oh, what a crazy wife. Right. Yeah, last night, Sue, here, my wife bloody on me. Did you hear it go on one at me?
Yeah. And when they go, don't they?
Like Yoko Ono on crack cocaine, yeah.
Hey, dude, were you there during the tsunami?
The tsunami was down south. It didn't affect them up north. There was Phuket and down south, the island. Down there.
It's nice.
It wasn't anywhere near it.
Bloody it didn't go anywhere near there, up north where he is, no.
Yeah, Sue, so do you reckon I should keep my name as Ponge? I think Ponge is better than proper name.
You sound a dickhead with that name, I've got to tell you.
Ponge?
I tell you what, I know the dollar denomination. Do you double it away? It's called the baht. It's called the baht.
It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, the Thailand baht. Yeah.
Does it? So.
Change it. It's not very becoming. You look like a pervert.
And it's not, no one else understands the meaning of it except me. So it's a bit pointless, really. As soon as I
said, word for pain. Posh word for pain. Oh, for fuck's sake. You're fucking evil, Sue. That's why I love you.
Yeah, change it.
Yeah. At least we're honest. But
I'm gonna change my name later back again.
I don't know what we can suggest. Would you like suggestions?
Future
stuff. No, I just changed it back to my proper name, Andy Palmer. I just changed it back to that.
Andy. What about Randy?
No, not Randy. Andy, I'm too old. I'm like coming up. He's old, nearly.
How old are you?
He's fucking old, Oz.
How old's old, man?
What's old? What's old there? What's old?
Well, me.
He's 59.
58.
Oh, you're old, man. You're out. Yeah, you're out of the league.
Your
days are numbered, man.
In 2 months. He'll be 58 in 2 months.
I've got...
Once you reach 50, that's it. It's
47 Celsius here.
Yeah, I know. You keep telling me stop rubbing it in, for fuck's sake.
No, I'm not rubbing it in. Sue, I'm suffering. It's just too hot. No,
suffering. Come on, man.
Hey, let me know when it hits. Give a shit.
If you ain't got used to it after 30 years, if you ain't got used to it after 30 years, you need to go back to the UK, mate. Seriously.
Nah, this year's especially hot year is
freezing. Give me 40.
We've got nothing but bloody floods and rain everywhere else in the country.
No, I'll come back there.
Oh, we just had the rainy season, didn't you? It'll start in the water festival, wasn't it? Last week, week before, Songkran. Don't answer me then.
He's being unanswerable.
Good way to describe it, Oz.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I really do appreciate it.
Yeah, good luck.
He's scared of me, Oz.
So, BP, how you doing? I guess you just came in. I'm not sure. Oh. It smells like dog in the car, London. Jeez.
It smells like teen spirit.
Ah, yeah, I'll talk for a bit.
He needs a bath, man. I'm
what happened to that tarot card reading?
I just took him for a walk, and the grass is dewy because it's like 2:30 in the morning, and his paws got like damp and wet. And I just ran into the store, so I put the windows up, and man, he's stinky.
Hey, get a bath mix or a bucket.
Well, take him out to a gravel.
No,
take him out to the gravel pit, man. Take him out to the gravel pit and shoot him.
No, he doesn't want that gravel pit.
That ain't even funny, bro. It's not even funny. You just disappointed me, man.
Give me more vinegar, Uncle Shepard. What vinegar? Don't let him drink it, but pour it on his cave, man. No, he'll come up glycerate. He would be like glycerine, you know what I mean?
I would beeline into your fucking house in a heartbeat. Keep that shit up.
Unless he's got a bit of a tick or something, he might get a bit of a rash, but he'll be all right.
No, ticks, he's good for ticks. If they bite him, they die. He's got the medicine inside of him already. I bathe them. I'll bathe them tomorrow. I mean, it's like doing it today.
They get on you, though.
Yeah, but they don't bite that fast. It takes a while for them before they bite into you. I've had them on me.
True.
I've had them down the park, man, and he had ticks. I had to get them off of him, like before they really embedded into him. And I finally got myself in the shower, probably like an hour or so later, and my hair was long. And as I'm like shampooing it, I felt something. Like, what the fuck? I got crap in my hair. It was a tick on my head. Big ass tick too. But it wasn't embedded, like it didn't bite or dig in yet.
They say you got to worry as soon as you get the bullseye sort of identifier, that's when it bit.
Yeah. I know on dogs and animals, they're attracted to like the heat and the carbon dioxide. So you'll find them a lot on their head or around like that whole area. Mostly, I mean, they'll be anywhere, but they have to be on the dog for like, I think they say 12 hours or so before they even start embedding themselves into their skin, before they burrow into their skin. But yo, when they start feeding on a dog, man, they look like big ass sesame seeds hanging off. They turn into that beige color. It looks like a big ass fucking skin tag.
Oh, they engorge themselves. Yeah, they don't.
No, it's crazy. And then you gotta be careful when they are like that, taking off the dog. You can't pinch it and twist. You gotta like pull it smoothly in one motion, steadily, and you can't break the head, because if you break the body off the head, that's when the toxins go into the dog.
Took it to the next level,
right? Taking it to the line. Yeah,
Yeah. You do.
Yeah.
I've had 20 ticks down my back, Uncle Shepherd.
What's that, Ozman?
I've had 20 ticks down my back, and I broke out for 2 weeks. I looked like a leper.
What, they were like...
Yeah, they all went down my back. I picked up an old blanket out the back of my property that I moved into, and it was full of ticks, and they all went down my back, and they embedded. I had to go to hospital and get them pulled, or somewhere to get them pulled
out. Did you not know they were on your back until they did that? Like, it takes time for that to happen, don't it?
Well, I guess within a few hours, I realized that something was
okay. down yeah, my sure, back. Yeah, sure. Yeah, okay, yeah, all right, yeah.
Made my way there.
You didn't get Lyme disease or anything, did you?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I got all sorts of crazy things.
Lyme disease. That's probably why you
Lyme disease.
Yeah, dude, that's why you get a sore fucking.
Yeah, like
your back, your knees, and shit hurts, man. That shit fucking. Mm. Yeah, that fucks
dude,
up.
My sister had Lyme disease where she had seizures and shit. And fucking, she had to learn how to play trumpet all over again, do school all over again and shit.
Oh, yeah.
It fucked her up bad.
It fucks with your joints too, don't it?
It was undiagnosed
for many years.
Yeah.
See, what they diagnosed them as fibromyalgia, because a lot of countries don't have the technology to diagnose it, the thing in their cells and that. So they just class it pretty much as fibromyalgia, I think, or a migraine.
Well, yeah, and that's even one of them things that when people have fibro, it's kind of like a guessing thing. It's like a phantom disease, they call that, you know?
Yeah, there's no proof in it.
It's real for people who have it. Like, it's debilitating.
Oh, yeah.
I was diagnosed with it years ago.
I have polymyalgia, Rose.
Yeah, polymyalgia is another one, yeah.
Bad, mate. You can't move. Seriously,
is it related to like fibro or I only?
Sue would be on steroid cortisones, wouldn't you, Sue?
Yeah, I was on.
Yeah, you were just talking about that yesterday. You were on the steroids for years, right? Like 20 years or something. Yeah,
absolutely, it would be. Yeah, my answer. I think I'm a fully manager.
Makes you go blind.
Ah, yeah. I'm already blind in one eye. Yeah, yep. MS does that as well, Sue. Multiple sclerosis can send you blind, usually in one eye. And that's why I think I've had MS. Yeah, man. Yeah, deep shit, man. Because seriously, I've gone blind in one eye. Yeah, so that's fucked.
I'm blind in two eyes.
I went from a size 8 to a size 16 in about a month.
What's that? You're turning 16 in a few months.
I said I went from a size 8 to a 16 in about 6 months because of being on 60 milligram a day steroids.
For your boobs?
Yeah. And everything else.
Yeah, they start declining. Yeah, you got to watch
out. Tell me those tablets you're on, because I've done medical course when I was younger. Tell me the tablets you're on. What tablet are you on?
Prednisolone, love. Prednisolone.
Ah, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
What, about 5 to 2 milligrams a day?
No. I'm still on 20 a day now. But when I get a bad burnout, I'll get a day.
Wow. Yeah, that's a big hit. Yeah.
Have you developed
a moon face?
Yeah, it's not so bad at the moment.
Yeah, they reckon that's one of the characteristics of it on long term.
Yeah.
It's funny because I can sort of see that, you know, because most people that have been on it for a long time, I can't visualize you. I'll look again. Analyze you. Woo! Analyze me, great. But you know what I mean? Like. Yeah, I knew a lady that was on it for 20 years, and she did. She actually looked like sort of, I could sort of see that, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what tablets? I didn't hear.
Prednisolone.
Well, they're quite dangerous.
They're steroids, mate.
quite dangerous. Yeah, they do your kidneys in the end.
Everything, mate. The bones, they do everything. That's why I've had so many problems with my joints and stuff.
Sorry, Sue. Sorry to hear that. I really do mean that.
I'm still here to talk.
I think I'll cut out.
I'm just sorry to hear that, Sue.
When it comes down to those, it's like the lesser of two evils, right? Like you're going to have to take a toll on your body in the future, but it's when you're going through it, you can't move, you're in pain. Like, what are you supposed to do? It's unfortunate.
It's ridiculous. They have regulations on this thing.
You get giant cell arteries sometimes with polymyalgia, and that affects the only artery in your eye, makes you go blind permanent.
Oh, bloody hell.
So you got pretty lucky as far as that goes, right? Like, what other than your joints, the problems that you have, like,
I recognized it so early, otherwise I would have been blind now.
Like, I know you wear glasses, but your eyesight's pretty decent considering, right? So I would look at that as, I would think it was the treatment was successful. I mean, not the best, but successful.
I was lucky. I had the doctor straight away. He knew.
I was only on prednisone once. I had some type of really bad chest infection, like a bad bronchitis, where it was like, you know, whatever, like so many pills, and it was like a step down thing. Every day was one less pill. But my mom was on them because of her, like, she had the cornea issues and stuff, and she used to call them her mean pills, because she would get like a little like irritable, and then she would gain weight and all this shit, like fast too. Yeah, but you lose it though when you stop. She lost the weight pretty quick.
Yeah, but I don't stop them. That's the problem. I can't.
She was on them just for like a period of time. She wasn't on them that long. Her situation was different. But my mom's had five cornea transplant when she was on like her second or third. It had started to reject, so they put her on that to try to help it not to reject. So she was only on it for like a few months, if I remember. I was a kid. But I remember she was like, my mean pills. Taking my mean pills again. Your cough, since you come back from Spain, you had like a little bit of a tickle in your throat, and now it's like you got that cough back the way you had it in February January. And that's not good.
And then, because they always give me an emergency pack of steroids anyway, I've always got emergency pack. So I just up it to 8 a day today.
I know you've been working a lot. Try to get rest. Like, try not to overdo yourself. I know it's tough. You just got home, but I mean, if you're sick, then you look good at you to work anyway at that point, you know? You get any worse.
Hey, Sue.
Yes, you are.
Right, I forgot. End of May, I'm going back to England, yeah? And then, if you're on one of those little electric motorbikes, scooter things, treat you to a meal when I come back.
Are you taking a piss or what?
End of May.
I'm washing my hands.
I've got to take you out for a meal, Sue, and I'll push you down the road. And like,
I do everything. Fuck off taking a piss. I ain't in the mood today. Don't wind me up today.
End of May. I'm going back for 7 days. I'll meet you up and I'll treat you to a nice knock-out meal. Nice to meet Bond people, isn't it?
Are you guys around the same age?
No, he's younger than me.
No. She's older than me. She's and she speaks more than me.
You think you're going to meet up with me?
I didn't know if you guys went to the same schools or whatever.
We went to school to near each other. That's the crazy thing. We had same, Rock Hills Girls School, Cater Park Girls School, then Kentwood Boys School, Cater Park. Tights.
Same stomping grounds, just different times.
Sue's waiting for me to come to England. Sue's just waiting for me to come to England.
And that doctor, Sue, I told you, get some antibiotics. It don't sound too good. You're smoking too many fags.
I don't fucking smoke. Fuck's sake.
That's like you smoke. My wife had a go at me. I fucking smoke.
Yeah,
I can just
hear. Yeah, just tell him.
don't side with me, wife, please. Oh, I've got a headache, you know.
Look what you did, Andy. Look what you did now.
Yeah, but isn't it amazing? This pod bean, yeah? And me and Sue, we meet up, and we're both from the same town.
Yeah.
Small world, man, right? It is kind of crazy, honestly.
Yeah, and we both go to the same places and everything like that when we was younger. It's crazy, crazy. A small world, really.
Yeah, but when she was going to those places, man, you were just getting off your mom's tit. So it's a little different.
Yeah. No, I think you're younger than me, so you got off your mom's tit sooner than me.
No. When Sue was out partying at the club, dude, I wouldn't even have thought yet.
You were still twinkling your dad's eye.
When she was out at the club, you were just getting off your mom's tit.
I'm nearly 60 years old now.
She's damn near older.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Tell Sue she's older than me, yeah. Tell Sue she's like 70. That'll wind her up.
But she is. She is like older.
Right, so I'm 56. I forget. 56. I think
56. Oh, okay. Yeah, that'll do. I'll take that one.
All right.
Yeah, okay.
So,
I'm 72 years old, Pond, and I'm only 30 in my brain.
You're 70. I think you're 71. You're 72?
Yeah.
I'm 72 in January. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
72 years old, my friend.
And,
So you're not 72 like years old.
Definitely do not act like it. Yeah, she is.
Yeah, she is.
She really is. She don't act like it.
72? You're a cougar there, Sue. Yeah, you're a cougar to me.
Meow.
Yeah.
Meow.
Son of a gun.
She looks younger than you, William.
Sugar mommy milk.
Ah, I tell you.
Right? You see? She definitely acts younger and she looks younger. You're welcome. And there was you talk about,
there was a contested shot even after a ball. Yeah, somebody had a TV up loud, don't they?
Made a choice, Shep. Sue's already made a
really
choice.
It's
probably Sue. She can't hear it.
It's not me.
Yeah, I did see that story, Robert.
I'm her American dream boat.
Did North Carolina, the cockfilling or whatever? I heard about something in North Carolina tonight. Some kind of cop killings or something. They had a great shooting night in game two. They could have
played any team in the world. Hey, dudes, I got to split. Okay. Good night, all. I got to go.
Good night, William. Good night, bro.
Yeah, all right, William.
So tight, man.
See you tomorrow, brother.
Yeah, I'm about to follow his example.
He sounds good. William sounds good,
man. I had to bed myself.
I'm glad he got on the panel. Sounds good.
I got to get up early in the morning.
I've got to go to school run, hairdressers, and office then, and that's my day.
Okay, get some yard work done.
I thought you do the hairdressers on Fridays.
Tuesdays and Fridays, man.
Twice a week, bro. They'll be playing.
I thought it was just once. I knew it was Fridays. I didn't know it was Tuesday. I'm going to see if I get my hair cut tomorrow, man. What time's your appointment, Sue?
It's always 9 o'clock. Every day I go there, they always make me at 9 o'clock. Because my grandson goes to a specialist college there. He's dyslexic, so right next door.
You're driving him in.
I'm about to head out, my friend.
Yeah.
Good to see you back, though.
Go to the head.
All right, guys. All right, you all have a good night. I'll talk to you later.
All right, guys.
Catch up with you all later on after work.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Later,
I was just watching, they took over Hamilton Hall at Columbia.
Yeah.
the admin building.
Yeah. What, the kid of the protesters?
Yeah, they took over the whole building, like all black SWAT kind of.
Really? Protesters.
Yeah, like, I mean, it looks like terrorists.
Is this like live now, like you're saying?
It's happening right now. Yeah, it's happening right now.
They got that president's got to resign, man. She can't control. Well, I mean, I know protesters ain't really her thing, but I mean, from what I heard, her response to the whole thing has been really bad.
They've reduced police when things have gotten out of control.
Yeah.
And they call the police when it like kind of is under control, just to make presence, right?
Like, just to make a point. Like kind of like,
yeah, it's like fake.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
No, I was watching a little. It's really, really bad. People don't know what's going to happen tonight. Like, they don't know if like there's going to be people injured. If there's, you know,
how many protesters are like have been like when they've been having these issues. I saw a picture in the paper and it looked like a lot of people, but I don't know.
Hundreds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not good.
Yeah.
Idiots. Well, as long as nobody gets hurt. Idiots. But you know, that's not going to happen, unfortunately.
All right, guys. I'll see y'all in the morning.
All right, Russ. I'll talk to you in the morning, bro.
Later, my friends.
Good night, everybody.